Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Anna Garcia with True Crime News, the podcast. Every crime tells a story. Every story demands justice. True Crime News, the podcast, covers breaking crimes, investigating high-profile and under-the-radar cases. Every week, we dive beyond the headlines, exploring the effects of violent crimes on victims and search for justice. We hope you join us as your weekly source for True Crime News. Listen to and follow True Crime News, the podcast, on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Tiff, are you okay?
What do you mean?
Well, you said, you know, the one time we were talking about Christmas music, and you were like, it just reminds you of like death or something.
Oh, gosh. No, this is really upbeat.
Yeah.
I'm saying the other Christmas songs that are like very, what's like melancholy?
Downtrodden.
Not that they have, the lyrics aren't sad, it just makes you, you know, reminds you that you're getting older. That's what this time of year does. We're all going to die. No,
agree to disagree
just
on
kidding.
That one.
I'm just kidding.
No, it's... I don't know.
Year's passing.
I am usually
Ebenezer Blackman.
No, I love this. No, I do love this. I'm jolly. I am jolly. I'm just saying it makes you very nostalgic this time of year. That's all I'm saying.
I'm usually much more into Christmas music and Christmas movies. This year, I don't think I've listened to Christmas music once, and maybe I've watched one run of.
You're not
the
in
Grinch.
The spirit.
I know.
This Christmas has snuck up on me.
I know, dude. That's what I'm saying.
Because I've been pretty, I feel like it's no different, but I feel like I've been on the road since we came back from the bye, or just doing stuff. Like, I've only had, I think, maybe one Saturday off, not counting appearances or travel or whatever. So I'm not complaining. It's been fun, but it just feels like, boom, like, it's... As soon as I get off, I'm going to like completely transition right into Christmas mode at like 9 o'clock.
Can I ask a question?
Yeah.
In all the Christmas movie conversations and debates, how come Gremlins never comes up?
I never saw it.
Did Gremlins come up?
It's a Christmas movie. He gets them as a Christmas present.
I can't remember which Gremlins I saw, but when dude was hanging on the wing of the plane, which one is that? There's so many. Aren't there like four Gremlins?
I think that's like, is that in a Toy Story where he's hanging on the plane? That's a toy plane.
No, Gremlins. I'm pretty sure one of those things was on the plane, but that scared me. That movie when I was like Gremlins scared me growing up. I was fearful of them.
What's the best Christmas movie though?
You need to see Gremlins.
No.
Die Hard.
It's gotta be a Christmas story.
Like I'm not in disagreement that it's a holiday movie, but you can't say it's the best one.
Elf is always still funny to me.
Elf is classic.
I mean, it depends if you want it. There's a lot of classics. A Christmas Story has worn so thin on me.
Yeah.
Like I used to love it.
It's a tough watch.
I love Four Christmases with Vince Vaughn and Reese Witherspoon because I believe it might be the most accurate.
Yeah, that's a solid one.
Because it's what everyone wants to do on Christmas. Everyone, no matter their parents or not. They want to go get away, and then they get stuck, and they all have to be. They have to see because both sides' parents are not together.
Yeah.
So they have to go to four, and when you go to more than one,
yeah.
I mean,
stressful.
We've gone to a couple. I think we've gone to three before in one day when it's like grandparents stuff, dude. It is because here's the problem: you never get there early enough. You never stay long enough.
Yep.
You always leave too early, and somebody has a time that doesn't work for. Like it's really hard to get Christmas lined up these days.
I was gonna tell you that when Pork Chop gets here, Baby Squid, that things will probably be different.
I was so confused.
But my man Dede back here is proving me wrong because like when we started having kids, we're like, we're not traveling anymore for Christmas. Like y'all can come to us. This man right here. him and his wife have lost his mind.
Yeah, so my wife found a deal, Frontier, $39 round trip, but it's like a hook. Like, you got to leave today and come back tomorrow. Mm.
What time tomorrow, though?
We have to fly out of Denver red eye.
Dude.
So we'll be back Thursday morning. So now, the only reason...
It's commendable.
It's the only reason I was like, okay, fine, was because of the fact that her grandparents' anniversary is Christmas Eve. They're up in their 80s. She hasn't been to their celebration that they do annually in over 10 years.
Okay.
So I was like, all right, but it's already causing a headache. Her and the kids were supposed... I dropped them off at the airport at 3:30. Their flight already delayed.
Are they on American because of the craziness?
No,
that's
they're
going on
Frontier.
Right now?
We're on Frontier, okay. But their flight already delayed. Their flight is delayed past my flight. Their flight is delayed till tonight, which is not a good sign for my flight because and Frontier only flies one straight direct two times a day. So if my flight gets canceled, basically this trip is canceled.
Oh boy,
y'all are wild, bro.
Y'all were
going
to spend your Christmas up there,
yeah,
right?
And then
make
come
it
right
back on Thursday morning.
I can go ahead and tell you, there's a household agreement. When Pork Chop's here, I'm going to be like Michigan at Ohio State Stadium. We're planting the flag, baby. And it's going to be in my front yard. And
you're bolting yourself to the ground.
And you know what? You can bring the pepper spray if you want, but I ain't budging. All right? We ain't moving from my house.
Yes, dude. Yes. I love it, man.
Because for me, it's no. I think you want to see family and everything. And I hope Amy's not listening. I'm gonna get in trouble. Hope nobody else is listening.
You're gonna get in trouble.
But my thing is like Christmas isn't about like when you have a child. It this is about the kids' experience, and they're gonna remember Christmas and how they remember it.
Well, not until they're like of remembering age.
Well, we're starting early, Tiffany. I don't know what
mine are like right there. My son is right there. Like this is going to be the first time that he's really jacked up running down the stairs.
Yeah, that's cool.
Tomorrow morning. Yeah,
that's cool. But you know, the first couple are for you because you're excited to see.
Yeah.
But also, I don't know. I have feelings about, Day Day's kids are your youngest. Is like what, seven?
No, three.
Three.
No, he's okay. Yeah, his youngest is younger than mine.
Oh wow.
Right,
okay, well, it's a little bit different for you, I guess.
Let's go to the lines. We got Chief waiting on us. Good morning and Merry Christmas, Chief.
What's happening?
Wow, good morning. Merry Christmas.
Oh, you're surprised to get joy from me,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, which I did give you a shout-out yesterday. I told the guy to say, hey, Tiffany asked the best question of the year when you asked Daddy about Drake. That was the best question, and he had the best answer of the year. So,
I appreciate you.
That's right. Christmas movies, though, guys, I still think the Grinch is the old Christmas. Either the cartoon or either Jim Carrey. I still think that was the
Have you seen the most recent one, though, Chief? The one that's like computer animated?
Yes.
They're all three good.
Anything with a Grinch, I just love that the whole concept with a Grinch. I got to ask my tribal chief for a favor for Christmas because I called Santa and he just won't pick up his telephone. And I know the tribal chief knows everybody, so I know he knows Santa. So if you could just call Santa and tell him the only thing we want for Christmas in Atlanta is a playoff win. Thank you, Chief.
I will get on it.
Playoffs start this weekend, Chief.
Yeah, and and Chief, I think Mike's right. I think that playoff win does start Sunday night.
Mm.
I think 8:20
starts now. The run to the Super Bowl starts.
Dude,
now.
Dude, I'm gonna tell you something.
Tell me
if Michael Penix wants to live in the annals of Atlanta sports history.
Yes, on the Mount Rushmore.
You do something the next couple of games, and you get in January.
Baby. Make it rain.
And then let them – I mean, I'm telling you, dude, because it would be epic on many – not just a local level, but a national level, too. Because guy steps in. What if he's – remember Ben Roethlisberger when he stepped in, and I think they're like 0-1, and he steps in for Tommy Maddox, who's hurt. And they go 15-1 that year. And I'll never forget because I think it was what was that center's name, Day-Day? Was it Dermonti Dawson? I think he played on offensive line. He goes, yeah, he ain't doing much. He's a rookie. We run the ball here.
No kidding.
They lost that year in the playoffs, but still. It's pretty cool.
Are you sure?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, they won this.
It wasn't much longer before they won the Super Bowl, though.
Yeah, it was. That was 03 or 04, I think.
They went back to the Super Bowl in 10, I believe.
No, their Super Bowl run was 06, I think, or 05, where they beat the Seahawks.
I'm not calling anybody out. This is just top of my mind. And it's no, I'm not. I'm not. Here I'm talking about the Buccaneers. No, I'm not. Buccaneers, Cowboys. That game, the play towards the end, I think it was when Rashad White ended up fumbling.
Yeah.
Baker Mayfield, like the effort that it was almost like mimicking like a sled run because he had someone hanging off of him and he's still like knee driving, like trying to get there and then pitches it out and then they fumble. It just kind of, it stuck with me.
So who were you worried that you were going to be calling out?
No, Rashad White. I wasn't going to say a wake up call because I know
he was one hand in the ball though.
And then he pulled it in, and then that's when it.
Well, yeah. Maybe
you know. But I just thought, I know we're not. This is not in favor of Bucks or anything like that. But you have to admire the effort that Baker Mayfield has been playing.
But should Baker have ate that one?
Because he's trying to win.
Because I know, but you're putting the ball at risk just by making the pitch.
I mean, but he made it. He completed it. So I feel like you can't. I mean, it got in the hands of.
But my answer to you would be don't put a lid on Baker in those situations because his play is the reason they're in that situation to begin with. That they've made this comeback and that they were leading the division.
He plays reckless at times.
Sure.
Just like he put the ball up where Jordan Lewis took it away. I mean, that was. Yeah. I mean, you're trying to put a guy up to bat.
Again, I don't think that one was his fault.
Well, first off, I think it should be, you know, I'll have to remind you, I am a Baker Mayfield. I like the way Baker Mayfield plays. I like his attitude. I like his bravado. I think I like the way he steps out there. But the reality is sometimes you have to take care of the football.
I at disagree that position. With that in that moment, and no. You're wrong.
No,
I'm going to the line.
I'm with Tiff on this one.
Let's go to Anthony in Covington. Good morning and Merry Christmas, Anthony.
Merry Christmas and good morning, Papa Squid. How we doing, sir?
Good, sir.
Mr. All-American, how we doing, sir?
I'm living the dream, buddy. Living the dream.
Living the dream. And to our Olympian, Miss Tiff, how are we doing this morning, ma'am?
I'm doing good. Thank you.
Oh, fantastic. So Merry Christmas to you all. And so I have kind of an observation from this past Sunday's game with Michael Penix, right? So just a little bit of background. Obviously, I was born in Georgia, but I was raised for a good portion of my life in this small town called Bowling Green, Kentucky. Go Hilltoppers. So the closest pro team we had when I was growing up was the Tennessee Titans, right? So I remember the first game I watched where I fell in love with football was that Super Bowl with the greatest show on turf versus the Tennessee Titans.
Yeah.
And my heroes growing up were Steve Air McNair, Eddie George, and Frank Wycheck. And I could have thought for a second when I was watching the TV that Sunday, I was like, good Lord, that looks like my hero growing up, Air McNair. So I'm going to leave y'all with something for Squid and Tiff and Mike. What was the one game that y'all watched that made y'all absolutely fall in love with the sport? For me, it was that Super Bowl, falling short 1 yard. Kevin Dyson catches the slant over the middle, tackled by his thigh pad by linebacker Mike Jones.
Who? Yeah, no, I'm just kidding. Don't need to follow. I have a feeling like Bo probably has a moment with the Falcons. I think for me and Tiff, it's probably going to be more of like individual players where you started really loving individual players.
That's accurate.
Because, I mean, I didn't grow up a Falcons fan. I was a decent NFL fan. I grew up a Miami Dolphins fan, actually. I was a fan of Dan Marino. But I just have moments where I like fell in love with players. And you're just like, man, that is it, unfortunately, to bring up something you brought up a minute ago, one of the reasons I started really liking what Aaron Rodgers was that playoff game that he played against Atlanta when I was on the team. I hated him that day, but I remember being like, my respect level for that guy is at a – like, I've never seen a more perfectly quarterbacked game than the one Aaron Rodgers played that day.
I would have had a game when you were still playing.
It would have been – that was 2010 or 2011, right?
Then never mind.
That was the 2010 season, the 2011 calendar year playoffs.
Let's discuss that when we come back here because I do have a – yeah, I have a player that made me really like the game. All right, when we come back, we will give you that. Also, Georgia, Carson Beck. What is the latest in his status for next week's college football playoff game? That and more ahead on The Morning Shift on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. This hour brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate.